while back, I was asked to speak to a group of women on how to live with infidelity, alcoholism, or abuse. I was unqualified to speak from personal experience, so my walking partner, Terry, came up with a plan. Why don't I set you up to talk to some of my friends who have found God's strength to survive this kind of pain? I'd like to share 5 of the principles they gave me for women living with infidelity, alcoholism, or abuse. Number 1, don't blame yourself, but do accept the responsibility to change the future. A man's actions are his responsibility. There's no excuse for either abuse or infidelity. If the situation is dangerous, don't hesitate to remove yourself and your children. Number 2, learn to speak the truth in love, a principle found in Ephesians 4:15. Rather than being either passive or aggressive, your goal should be to learn to be assertive, loving but firm, setting boundaries with consequences. Number 3, make God your source of esteem. God's unconditional love for you is the lifesaver that will keep you from drowning in despair. Number 4, find the support of other Christian women. One lady found a prayer partner who would call her every single morning and pray with her on the phone. And last, number 5, learn to experience an intimate relationship with God. One woman living with abuse came to a point where she totally abandoned her life to God. She would withdraw within her own heart and talk to God in prayer. By praying without ceasing, she found strength to endure. As you work toward a solution, be assured God will not waste your suffering, but use it to make you more like Christ.
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.